From Washington, this is VOA News. Leaders from the U.S. and Russia to discuss possible Ukraine options. The Taliban attack an election office in Kabul. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meet in Paris Sunday as Washington and Moscow work toward a political solution to the crisis in Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Russian leader Vladimir Putin to pull back troops from the Ukrainian border. VOA State Department correspondent Scott Stearns has more in this report from the French capital.
Kerry and Lavrov will meet at the residence of the Russian ambassador to follow up on a late Friday telephone conversation between President Putin and President Obama about the need for a diplomatic settlement in Ukraine. The White House says Mr. Obama told Mr. Putin that Russia must pull back its troops and not move deeper into Ukraine. The Kremlin says Mr. Putin is suggesting possible steps the global community can take to help stabilize the situation. The United States and its European allies are threatening tougher sanctions targeting the Russian economy if Russia's troops push deeper into Ukraine. Lavrov says Russia has absolutely no intention of or interest in crossing Ukraine's borders. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Paris.
Taliban militants on Saturday attacked the headquarters of the Afghan Independent Election Commission, the latest in a series of attacks across the capital. Sharon Bain reports from Kabul.
The sound of shooting echoed once again in the streets of Kabul on Saturday. This time, Taliban militants climbed onto a roof to shoot rockets into the heavily protected compound of the Independent Election Commission. The Taliban quickly took responsibility for the assault, the latest in a series of attacks across the city that has left more than 24 dead in the last 10 days. Kabul Police Chief Mohammad Zahir said by late afternoon most of the fighting was over and there were no casualties among IEC personnel or security forces. The Taliban, which dismisses the April 5th elections as a Western sham, has vowed to disrupt the vote. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
Chinese planes have spotted objects in the Indian Ocean bearing the same colors as the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. Investigators, however, say those objects and others that have been pulled from the water cannot be confirmed as debris from the jet. Ships and planes headed to the new search area about 1,850 kilometers off the western Australian city of Perth Sunday morning local time. The search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is now into its fourth week. Malaysian Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein has told the family searchers are doing whatever it takes to find the plane.
We've got the latest P-8 Poseidons and the Orions out there. We've got a Chinese aircraft, the latest, never seen outside the world before, landing in Perth, 26 nations working together.
More on these stories at voanews.com. A German magazine says the U.S. National Security Agency kept more than 300 reports on German Chancellor Angela Merkel, a revelation that could further strain relations between the two countries over the scope of U.S. surveillance programs. Der Spiegel magazine says the reports were part of a database about foreign heads of state that also included the heads of Peru, Somalia, Belarus, and other countries. In a Saturday report, Der Spiegel said the information is in documents leaked by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. The NSA says he stole 1.7 million documents before fleeing to asylum in Russia. Guinea's Ministry of Health says 8 cases of the Ebola virus have been confirmed in the capital, Conakry. Aid organizations say the spread of Ebola to the city poses new challenges for those trying to contain the outbreak. Jennifer Lazuta has more from VOA's West Africa Bureau in Dakar.
West Africa's first ever outbreak of the Ebola virus, which began in Guinea's southeastern Faroes region last month, is spreading. Guinea's Ministry of Health says 8 people have tested positive for the virus in Conakry. One person has died.
As you know, Conakry is the biggest city of the country.
Roland Berahudugu is the regional head of disaster risk management for the humanitarian organization Plan International.
The issue is how to prevent people from getting contaminated.
The World Health Organization confirmed that there have been 8 suspected cases in Liberia, including 6 fatalities. In Sierra Leone, 6 people are believed to have contracted Ebola. 5 of them have died. Jennifer Lazuta for VOA News, Dakar.
Reports from Lebanon now. Lebanese security officials say a suicide car bomb has exploded at an army checkpoint in eastern Lebanon near the Syrian border, killing at least one soldier and wounding others. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.